Hello, my friends. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. Kerry Green here. I am so glad you're with me. Today, we are going to get our minds aligned with the truth of God by looking at Proverbs chapter 31, verses 13 through 16. I want to ask you, have you considered recently the difference the Morning Mindset has made in your life as you've listened consistently? And have you thought about the fact that there's probably someone else in your circle of influence who could benefit from the Morning Mindset just like you have? Would you take a moment to pause this episode and use the sharing functions on your podcast player to let other people know about the Morning Mindset? You can help us extend the reach of the Morning Mindset by sharing it with people you know will benefit. Thanks so much, friends. Okay, today we're going to look at Proverbs 31, 13 through 16. And remember, here in this section of Proverbs, we are looking at some characteristics that are laid out for us that belong to godly wives. The beginning of the section calls this an excellent wife. And some passages call it a virtuous woman. We are looking at what this woman looks like, what she does, the kinds of attitude she has. And so let's dive in to verses 13 through 16. It says, "She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. And with the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard." So here we see a woman who just obviously, the first thing I see is that she is not afraid of hard work. It says she works with willing hands. She's rising early to go and get the things she needs in order to provide for those that she's responsible for. And she even considers and thinks through wise business opportunities. She considers a field and buys it with the fruit of her hands. She plants a vineyard. You see, she is being industrious. She's not only working hard, but she's being smart about the way she works. And friends, what I think is being described here for us is an overall attitude that definitely is applicable to men and women, but especially the role of a wife. Because wives usually are tasked with the household and its goods, its benefits, the domestic things that happen inside there. And of course, men can and should help with those things. But I believe that Proverbs 31 here is showing us that this is especially the domain of the woman in the relationship. And I think there's reasons for that. She is wired to better see all of the needs. She can think on a broader scale. She can see the needs of many other people and figure out how to juggle things in order to meet all of those needs. Whereas a man may be a little tunnel visioned, a little one-track minded, and he can't juggle things quite as well. And so her aptitude is especially honed in for this role of overseeing the household. I love how this passage shows that she brings her food from afar. What does that mean? Well, it doesn't necessarily mean she's ordering all her food from Amazon and getting it shipped in, although it could mean that. It just means she's being wise with how she goes about providing for her family. She's taking care of things using the resources at hand to benefit the entire family. She even is providing for those within her household who are perhaps even servants or those who are service providers. That's what it means when it says she provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. Those maidens are like maids in the household or servants in the household. She is taking care to ensure that the people who are providing services for her and for her household have everything they need in order to do their job well. You see, this is a position of leadership. It's a position of influence. And friends, I think we can learn so many great lessons here, not just for women, but for men, about what it looks like to be industrious, what it looks like to work hard and not be afraid of working hard. Notice it says she works with willing hands. See, she doesn't have an attitude of begrudging the work she has to do. In fact, she sees it as a very legitimate and high value activity to care for her household and to care for her family in this way. So those of you who are wives, let me ask you, do you see your role as a wife, as a mom, as a homemaker, as one who keeps the home, as a high value activity and a high value role? The scripture says that it is. I would encourage you, take some time to consider if you need to have a mindset shift in this area. And men, are you seeing your wife's role as a high-value activity that benefits your home tremendously? Be sure you're letting her know. Be sure you're filling her in on how much you appreciate the work that she does. And Jesus, we ask you to fill us up with your wisdom about these roles, to give women the industry and the drive that they need to fulfill this with all of their heart, and the men the ability to appreciate it and affirm it. In your name, we pray.